This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, we've been looking at the Sermon on the Mount in these daily Time with God sessions. I hope you are taking time with God in your life, not only these times with me, but that you are opening the Bible yourself, with your heart open to God, listening to what He has to say to you personally and responding to Him in prayer, or even getting out a notebook and journaling your response back to Him. As we look at this Sermon on the Mount, it's so challenging, isn't it? Some of the recent sections that we've looked at have just been so opposite to our natural way of thinking and reacting to life. Jesus has been quoting one after another of the Old Testament commandments and then telling us what that really means in terms of our attitudes and our daily life. Today he comes to another one of them. He says in Matthew 5:43-48, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For He causes His sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? Therefore you are to be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Well, how difficult is this one? Love your enemies. Man, the Sermon on the Mount is not comfortable reading, is it? But it expresses the heart of the Lord Jesus' way of life. Do you know when you're with gentle, gracious, loving, fun people, it's easy to be good-hearted, loving, warm, magnanimous towards them. There's nothing supernatural or godly about that. Anyone can be like that towards that kind of person. But the Lord is reminding you today that people will immediately sit up and take notice of a person who loves their enemies and prays for those who mistreat them. Because that reveals God. It's not normal. Natural. It's supernatural. And you know, you can't live that way on your own strength. That's why it's so important for you to maintain your daily relationship with the Lord, because then His life will flow through you, enabling you, allowing you to live this way. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.